Where do you, the guides, get the knowledge that you give us in the readings?
This is a complex area. In the simplest sense, you could say it exists in life. We partake of it. We experience it. We absorb it. All souls share all experience. So it becomes, in a sense, a body of knowledge of which all souls partake. So you might say it is simply there. It is created by the ongoing experience of divine beings. Some of those beings projecting a portion of themselves into a human self living in a body. So you would say the human experience unfolds inside the divine experience. It has a merging quality in which human experience merges into what you might call the divine body of knowledge. Human negative experience exists outside of that sphere in a way, such that human negative experience is aligned with physical matter. And even though physical matter is sustained by divine forces, the negativity is not integrated into the divine forces, but shunted off in certain ways. So there is the knowledge of all that is. You might imagine a small pocket within that, within the context of time and space, that is human negativity. It is always temporary, it is always fluctuating. Outside of time and space is all knowledge of all that is, aware of the pocket of negativity, and in that all souls are urging humans to heal that pocket. So the knowledge simply is, and we partake of it. Humans think in terms of time and space and distance. So you might say, here is a place where there is not the knowledge. Let us go to the place where there is the knowledge and take it in. The truth is, there is no place, there is only existence. And we partake of that existence, which is all knowledge. So it does not come from anywhere. We partake of it as it is. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.